Professor Zada, your thinking is taking us potentially into a very different way of living, a new world. How do we deal with something that is that radical a change?
Well, you know, I feel somewhat uncomfortable in answering this question because I don't view myself as a person who is much smarter than other people are. I know hundreds and thousands of people who, in my view, are much smarter than I am. So I feel slightly uncomfortable. But at the same time, I mean, trying to be objective about it, I do feel, as I've said already, that what is involved in what we are talking about is a paradigm shift in the true sense of the term. And that, as I said already, I'm merely repeating myself, there are many, many people who would take issue with this and would think that this is a gross exaggeration, it is highly presumptuous and so forth. But I think that with the passage of time, what may be perhaps unacceptable, unpalatable, and so forth, will be recognized to be a step in the right direction. What has been done so far, and I would like to stress that, is in some sense only a step or a few steps in a direction that I think eventually will become universally accepted, in the direction of recognition that there are limits to what precision can do, that there are some virtues to imprecision, and specifically that there are many, many problems that cannot be solved, cannot be addressed, if you insist on a high level of precision and rigor and so forth. And a concept that I think will prove to be particularly important in that perspective is the concept of a theorem. And there is no concept that is dear to the heart of mathematics and theorem. I think that that concept, as I alluded to already, too narrow. And what will replace it is the concept of what I call fuzzy theorem. Now, I will not be alive, I think, when where that concept gains acceptance in mathematics.
When the unacceptable becomes the inevitable.
Exactly. And I'm talking about something that I think that you expressed it very well, that there are certain things that are difficult for us to accept, but eventually we begin to realize that acceptance is inevitable. It's simply a matter of time.
I personally want to thank you for what I think is a liberating new way of seeing the universe, and I am honored to have had you as our guest. I thank you.
It's a great pleasure for me. Thank you very much.
It was a great pleasure to meet Dr. Zada. Many thanks to him for offering us a glimpse into our fuzzy reality. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.